First, are the condemnations of American principles by the Catholic Church infallible? I believe so, and I'll show you why. The First Vatican Council set the standard for when a pope is infallible, and this criteria is retroactive. In other words, if this criteria was met by a pope at any time in church history, what he said is infallible. The First Vatican Council says the pope is infallible when he speaks ex cathedra. That is, in the exercise of his office as shepherd and teacher of all Christians, in virtue of his supreme apostolic authority, he defines a doctrine concerning faith or morals to be held by the whole church. So, he must exercise his apostolic authority as shepherd of all Christians, he must define a doctrine concerning faith or morals, and he must bind the faithful to believe it. So with that, let's look briefly at a papal document called Quanta Cura by Pius IX. It says, among other things, which false and perverse opinions are on that ground to be more detested, because they chiefly tend to this, that the solitary influence be impeded and even removed, which the Catholic Church, according to the institution of divine command by its author, should freely exercise even to the end of the world, not only over private individuals, but over nations, peoples, and their sovereign princes, and tend also to take away that mutual fellowship and concord of councils between church and state, which has ever proved itself propitious and solitary both for religious and civil interests. For which totally false ideas of social government, they do not fear to foster that erroneous opinion, most fatal in its effects on the Catholic Church and the salvation of souls, called by our predecessor Gregory XVI an insanity, that liberty of conscience and worship is each man's personal right, which ought to be legally proclaimed and asserted in every rightly constituted society, and that a right resides in the citizens to an absolute liberty, which should be restrained by no authority, whether ecclesiastical or civil, whereby they may be able openly and publicly to manifest and declare any of their ideas, whatever, either by word of mouth, by the press, or any other way. So right here we have condemnations of separation of church and state, freedom of religion, freedoms of speech and expression, and freedom of the press. But the question is, are these condemnations infallible, meaning forever, and not something a future pope or council can overturn? Well, the document also says this, therefore, by our apostolic authority, we reprobate, proscribe, and condemn all the singular and evil opinions and doctrines severely mentioned in this letter, and will and command that they be thoroughly held by all children of the Catholic Church as reprobate, proscribed, and condemned. So, does this statement make the condemnations infallible? Let's see if it fits the criteria set forth by the First Vatican Council. Did he invoke his apostolic authority? Yes. Did he define, in the document, not just the statement, a matter of faith and morals? Yes. Freedom of religion is immoral, separation of church and state is immoral, etc. Did he bind the faithful? Yes. I believe that it is evident that these condemnations are infallible and cannot be overturned. If I am wrong, then show me where I'm wrong. And there's no need to write a book in the comment section or link to this or that video or article. That's a liberal tactic designed to overwhelm you with information so you will just drop it. I'm not playing that game, and such comments will be deleted. Tell me in layman's terms, in a few paragraphs, why this is not infallible when it clearly is. And I'm not above correction. If you can show me that I'm wrong, I will concede. And if you say you're not qualified to make that decision, okay, fine. Again, show me why this is not infallible when it checks all the boxes. Our faith is supposed to be reasonable. We don't have to blindly follow. And it's not like this is just my personal opinion. Dr. John Joy, STD, or Doctor of Sacred Theology, has an article on 1 Peter 5 expressing that Quanta Cura is infallible for basically the same reasons that I pointed out. I will put a link in the description. Another article titled A Collection of Preconciliar Theologians on the Dogmatic Weight of Quanta Cura and the Syllabus of Errors, link also in the description, gives quotes from many theologians prior to the Second Vatican Council showing that Quanta Cura was generally considered to be infallible before the Council. The article makes this statement, a collection of translations presented here comprise a handful of well-known and weighty voices from the Catholic theological tradition prior to the Second Vatican Council. Although they speak of the valor dogmaticus of the encyclical Quanta Cura and unanimously affirm it to be ex cathedra, the specific focus of many of the authors is rather the syllabus. In other words, these theologians see Quanta Cura as unquestionably infallible and say so in the quotes. But the focus is whether the syllabus of errors that accompanied it is also infallible. Some say yes, Some say, no, the syllabus itself is not an infallible document, but the condemnations of the errors are infallible. Sort of like a catechism in of itself is not infallible, but it contains infallible teaching. Tradition and the constant magisterium has always condemned these ideas. Until my next video, God bless.